Good evening. This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Magra. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized that investment in the research and innovation sector is an investment of the present and future. He said both innovation and research are true driving engines of the economy in his address at the closing ceremony of the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Maharaj Agraz Sen Technical Education Society in New Delhi today. The Vice President said that people involved in trade, business, commerce and industry should not feel the pressure of the system. They are all wealth creators, job providers, drivers of the economy and contributors to social harmony, and they deserve respect in society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the Special Campaign 4.0, which achieved substantial outcomes, including 2,364 crore rupees for the state exchequer simply by disposing of scrap since 2021. Responding to a post by Union Minister Jitendra Singh, Prime Minister Modi said that the success of the campaign shows how collective efforts can lead to sustainable results, promoting both cleanliness and economic prudence. He also said that due to the focus on efficient management and proactive action, this effort has attained great results. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the nation through Mann Ki Baat on 24th of this month on Akashvani. People can share their ideas and suggestions on mygov.in or can dial on 1-800-11-7800. The phone lines shall remain open from 6th to 22nd of this month. Deputy Chief Minister John Ament today attended the concluding day of Adi Youth Festival at Gidi Notko in Pasighat in East Siang District. In his address, the DCM urged the youth to utilize the central and state government-sponsored schemes on skill development and employment dedicated to the youth of the state. He further stated that the state government is committed for the welfare of the people from all sections of the society. Meanwhile, on the occasion, he also kicked off the final football match. Union Minister of Power Manohar Lal to deflect off the electric vehicles rally in New Delhi. On the occasion, he also launched the EV as a service program. In his address, the minister said that electric vehicles play a significant role to reduce pollution. Highlighting the EV as a service program, he said this program has been started for a noble cause which was much needed for Delhi. The Arunachal Press Club expanded its presence with the official launch of the SEPA Press Club on Sunday at SEPA in East Siang District. Speaking at the event, MLA Eiling Talang highlighted the role of journalists in society and urged to uphold media ethics and differentiate between news and advertising. He also appealed to the public to support ethical journalism and cautioned them against misusing the profession. Meanwhile, Sime Lo Chung has been elected as SPC president and Sapna Taim Taku as its general secretary. Arunachal Pradesh Union of Working Journalists president Amar Sangno emphasized the need for journalists to avoid biases in their reporting and uphold their responsibilities. Lok Sabha MP Tapir Gaon yesterday inaugurated the Rani Gumin Huir Dera at Rani Village under East Siang District. Appreciating the council hall, the MP in his social media post said it is a significant step towards preserving and promoting the cultural heritage. The three-day entrepreneurship awareness program for Kaipanyur, Lower Subansiri and nearby districts held at Entrepreneurship Development Center in Government College Yachuli has concluded today. More than 120 participants have attended the program from various districts. Meanwhile, 30 EAP applicants were selected to undergo in the upcoming 5 days entrepreneurship program. Furthermore, incubation support of rupees 5 lakhs will be given as grant aid to 10 selected entrepreneurship ideas among 30 EDP participants. With an aim to strengthen and streamline the customer verification process of KYC, the Reserve Bank of India introduced 6 amendments to its KYC master directions. These updates aim to streamline procedures, ensuring more efficient customer onboarding and aligning with the latest legal framework. Key changes include simplified KYC existing customers, periodic update based on risk levels and mandatory integration with the central KYC records registry. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.